Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy All Saints Day. A reading from Revelation chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, I saw a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. And I saw the Lamb guiding his sheep to springs of living water, and God wiping away every tear from their eyes. After this I looked, and behold, I saw these chains. I was with Peter yesterday going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth came, carried daily, being laid at the beautiful gate, asking people for alms and money. And then he asked Peter. Peter said, "Silver and gold I don't have to give you, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And this man, he leaped up. He began walking and running and celebrating and praising God. But the priests and the Sadducees were greatly annoyed, and they arrested us and threw us in prison. And after this, I looked, and behold, I see these chains. I hear they're calling us the Way, little Christs, Christian. I hear future Christians will be labeled by their leaders and their locations, little children. This ought not to be so. But I suppose if you could label us anything, you could label us prison Christians. That's where so often we end up for proclaiming Jesus. Prison. Peter, James, Paul, every single apostle is in prison for proclaiming Jesus. Prison Christians. Ugh. I hate the sound of it as much as I hate the look of it. All I see are these chains. I fear the world will have its way with us, locked up, imprisoned, unable to talk, unable to speak, unable to tell the world what Jesus has done. After this, I looked, and behold, all I see are these horrendous chains. I sure didn't see this coming. All I want to see is Jesus. After this, I looked, and behold, I saw no one. I was exiled to this island called Patmos. I can see Miletus 40 miles northeast of here. So many trees, God's beautiful creation all around me, even a beautiful river flowing through this wonderful island. So many animals and birds, but not one single believer. After this, I looked, and behold, I saw no one. I hear the church is dying. That the thousands who once flocked to Jesus are now following their own passions. It reminds me of that week. The week. When I saw thousands flock to him on that road with palm branches, singing shouts of Hosanna, and then every single one fled. Little children, this ought not to be so. But I suppose you could call us a little flock. Little flock. Ugh, I hate the sound of it as much as I hate the look of it. After this, I looked, and behold, I see no one. I fear the world will have its way with us, dispersed, isolated from one another, unable to talk, unable to speak. All I see is loneliness. I sure didn't see this coming. All I want to see is Jesus. After this, I looked, and behold, I saw their graves. I'm the last one left. I've seen the grave of Peter and James, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, Thaddeus, Simon, Paul, even Judas. Every apostle dead. I saw them burned. I saw them beheaded by the state. I saw them crucified, even some upside down. Behold, I looked and I've seen all of their graves. I hear I will be seeing my own grave soon. Death. Ugh. I hate the sound of it as much as I hate the look of it. I sure didn't see this coming. I thought he'd come back. I fear death will have its way with us, its way with me. Unable to talk, unable to speak, all I see is death. All I want to see is Jesus. What have your eyes seen? The Apostle John had 70 years of ministry, and he sure saw a lot. We know he was the last remaining apostle. He lived all the way into the Roman Emperor Trajan's rule from 98 to 117 AD. And we know that John's eyes saw the only one, the only disciple who saw Jesus' entire passion. John's eyes saw Jesus' trial before Pilate. His eyes saw his trial before Herod. John's eyes saw Jesus scourged and beaten and whipped, punched in the face and spit upon. His eyes saw the nails drive through his hands and lifted up on a cross. John's eyes saw the Son of God breathe his last breath. And then John's eyes saw him raised back from the dead. John's eyes saw that. But what have your eyes seen? Very first time the eyes are mentioned in the scriptures, it comes from the mouth of the serpent in the garden who says, "For God knows that when you eat of this fruit, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Unfortunately, your eyes are like God's and you know good and evil. And evil. You've seen it. But unlike John, your eyes have not seen what the church in persecution really looks like. I stand before you today, a free man, proclaiming Jesus without the threat of imprisonment. And unlike John, your eyes have not truly seen what it looks like to be isolated from other believers, alone in your faith. Here we are, over 100 of us gathered together in his name. But what will you do when your eyes see differently? We just had the Missouri District Pastors Conference Monday and Tuesday in Tantera, and it was a wonderful time. To worship along with all the brothers in the ministry. But the reason why we gathered this year was for less than thrilling reasons. The leaders of the church are preparing for persecution. That the future expectations of the church that we are preparing for is first the loss of a tax-exempt status. But that's not persecution. A compulsory compliance to the state, which will lead to a closure of many of our schools when they don't comply. And we'll face criminalization of those who are opposed to the state, which will lead to fines, which will shut many of our doors, imprisonments of our pastors, and even conflict within the church for those who see no reason why not to comply. And also those who can't. Francis George, a Catholic archbishop, cardinal of the Diocese of Chicago, said this, "I expect to die in my bed. My successor will die in prison. His successor will die a martyr in the public square. His successor will pick up the shards of a ruined society and slowly help rebuild civilization as the church has done so often in human history." And then a pastor stood up, he looked at us in the face, and he said, "Some of you must die for preaching Jesus." And if we are counted worthy to see this, with our own eyes what it looks like for the church to be truly persecuted, I ask you, what then will you do? Rejoice and be glad. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Your reward in heaven is great. Rejoice and be glad. And if you are counted worthy to see what it looks like for the church to be isolated, for the institutional church to close its doors, and for the church to go underground once again, worshiping together in secret, what then will you do? Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We haven't seen the persecution and isolation that John's eyes saw. But one thing in common we have. And today on All Saints Day, we remember that we've seen it too. Death. The death of our loved ones have made our eyes see many tears, which is why the Lord turned his eyes to you, saw you, rescued you, freed you, saved you from sin and death. It's why our Lord turned his eyes to you and he says, blessed are your eyes, for your eyes see and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and hear but did not hear it, for your eyes were born open to evil. You've seen darkness and death and the grave. You've seen your sin. But the Lord has turned his eyes to you, and he sees his Son crucified and risen from the dead for you. When our Lord looks at you, he sees his Son's righteousness. He sees his Son's perfection. He sees his Son in you. We shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. We see the Lamb whose blood sets us free, and the one, the light that overcomes the darkness, and the life that conquered the grave. All we want to see is Jesus. After this I looked, and behold, I saw a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. And I saw the Lamb guiding his sheep to springs of living water, and God wiping away every tear from their eyes. Your eyes will feel the touch of his blood-stained hands. Your eyes will know only good once again. Your eyes will see the Lamb with all the saints in bright array who are singing and leaping and dancing and celebrating him with the countless host in heaven. Even today, by faith, you see it. The Lamb guiding you to springs of living water and celebrating in the feast of the supper. But on that last day, you will see it by sight. Amen.